Hello, this is Lillian.
And this is Barbara.
So this podcast is going to be about life, mainly.
Life as we've seen it, life as we are seeing it, and life as we hope to see it.
We are going to talk about things we've experienced.
Those ones that are just strange.
Yeah.
Those ones that we're afraid to talk about, and we hope you join us on this ride. Oh, really?
Yeah, we've done it.
Oh my god. Okay, there is this time when I used to look up maybe at a watch or my phone watch, and it would always be 4:40. Like this time, it just followed me all the freaking time. And at first, I was like, isn't this like 666 stuff? And even there was a point when I thought I was going to die at 4:44, because like it followed me during that time. I was like, what if the time of my death is 4:44 of some day? Like, I was overthinking everything.
But people die in the night, not at 4.
People die at 4.
Like, it's better to die in the night.
It can be 4:44 a.m. and 4:44 p.m. Why would
So yours was I was assuming yours showed up at p.m.
Yeah, it showed up at p.m. and it's always
that would be a weird time to die. A.m. would be okay, but
it's not. There is nothing about weirdness when it comes
imagine
to
imagine you this. Dying at 4 and they start communicating to people at 4 p.m.
You know what? It's fine.
Like, there is so much confusion. Just die in the night. Then when people wake up, we tell them.
She then died in her sleep.
Yeah, then they know how the day is going to go. Now imagine at 4.
Well, it could be like some freaky accident or just something that I ate or someone poisoned me.
And you died at 4?
Yeah, God, that was when that was like my moment. Like God says, oh, by the way, Barbara should be coming in at 4:44 at this time. And that's when I breathed my last.
A.M. I can allow it. P.M.
Well, there's this thing, like, you have excuses when it comes to death. Like, by the way, it's not like come back same time in the afternoon.
It is not like that.
Yes, anyway. So, why should we hire you? Yeah, you have the attitude, you have the skills.
And I am... Wait.
Then, like...
Wait, there's this Kakram statement I want to reproduce.
Mm-hmm.
I am driven to deliver high-quality work.
Yeah, but I feel that sentence should be the one that wraps it all up.
Okay.
So in the middle there, you should add some.
So let's bonzali. Stand up. Will I be seated or standing?
Well, it depends. But I thought meetings, stroke interviews, usually be you with see. The person seated.
There are people who don't catch you as a lady. Somewhere where they didn't offer me a seat.
So it was a quick interview?
Yeah. The other thing that I told you that went very badly.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you were just standing there like you were like, an assembly.
I sat for like 2 minutes before the man came in. So the secretary was like, yeah, he has said go in. So the moment I went in, he was holding his bag to leave, yet they had told me to go in. So he saw me at the door. I was like, Oh. So he put down his bag, he picked up my application, and then he was doing this, and I was like, so tell me about yourself. There was no preamble, no nothing, so I was like, good morning, sir, good morning. So about myself, and I like just started.
Well,
but it was like that rushed. I wasn't offered a seat.
You know? I get you. But interview should be taken while seated, I think. Would you say?
Why? Repeat the question.
Why should we hire you?
Is well a good word to start with? Well,
yeah, just throw it in.
But like, okay, if I this is usually like one of the beginning questions, so if I put it in the beginning questions, it will be like, I've actually been preparing, so I think I shouldn't use it. So repeat and I start.
Why should we hire you? I feel I've said hire you weirdly. Let me read. Why are you the best candidate for this job? Tell me about yourself. Stroke, they can say, walk me through your background, full stop, and many other things that you will just automatically know that they're asking for. Tell me about yourself.
I'm Lillian Nampicha. I'm a civil graduate, civil and environmental engineering graduate from Uganda Christian University.
And I'm excited at the prospect of joining your company under the civil engineering graduate training program. I have done this, then later on I learned this, and now I'm looking for an opportunity to expand and learn more.
Now the bad thing is I don't have that whole I've done this and this and I'm excited to like build on it or something like that. I don't have that. This is going to be like the first thing.
I wonder why you didn't squeeze in that last job. It could have worked in a way.
That last job, by the way, just shows that I'm a gambler.
Well, I'm a gambler. Anyway.
It just shows that I'm a gambler. The only thing that can try to be helpful would be this current research thing. But now the thing with the research thing is it's ongoing. There's no way I'm mentioning it because it is ongoing, and it is those things of when you tell people you're working with the Global Water Partnership, they are going to have to look for that project because everyone would want to do that, especially like water involved companies.
Okay, so why don't you say something about research but don't
without having
specifying
to say,
it,
and then when they ask me later about this research I'm talking about,
maybe you say I've been participating in voluntary researches about this and this
that you didn't include in your CV.
Well, wait, you mean you have to include all that in your CV?
Like if you're volunteering as a researcher, I'm thinking you would include that in your CV.
Oh yeah, okay,
but let me first repeat. My name is Lydia Nampicha and I'm a civil and environmental graduate trainee from Uganda Christian University. I'm excited at the prospect of working with you as a civil engineering graduate trainee because along the course of my education I have been able to do courses that involve water, like hydrology, water and sanitation, water distribution, among others.
Continue.
Oh, I thought you were putting down your head because you were like cringing.
No, I've been looking at my Cheska here.
Okay. I'm excited at the prospect of working with you as a civil engineering graduate trainee because along the course of my education, I have been able to study courses involved with water, like hydrology, hydraulics, water and sanitation, water distribution, and all these all these build
what you're getting there, you're getting there. I'm seeing something in the distance.
And all these added to
have added.
And all this built.
Oh, I'm both we're built.
And all this built my these were majorly the foundation of my passion for civil engineering in relation to water.
And so
given the opportunity to work with you, it will help me build my experience and learn from the best.
Okay.
How was that?
That was okay.
It was better than the first.
There at least we could see honesty and sincerity.
But you see that I mentioned course units I studied.
Well, since we are going to pretend that this is your first job from campus,
okay.
Yeah. What are your strengths? Wait, do people say strengths or strengths?
I think it should be strengths.
like, do you pronounce that G?
Yeah, if you are British, you would. Mm. And you know how we are supposed to use British English.
You check updated two British guys.
And they don't say strength.
They say...
Wait, who is the second?
Timothy. Why Timothy?
Oh, he was British.
He was so British. Chick, I was dying in his arms because of British accent.
He would say like... Let me get something.
Meanwhile, I didn't date him. We just had a chifling.
Okay, still, that counts for a lot. I didn't know he was from that side. I thought it was G-American.
No, Jesus. Who needs those people? We are
so okay. That boy would speak as, like, he would pronounce all his words as he puts in air in them, like the British.
What's this theory you have?
No, you know how the British be like, like when they say, "Where are you going?" they actually say, "Where are you going?"
I didn't know that.
Not, "Where are you going?" You get?
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah, like, yeah, they pronounce you. Everything and put air in everything. Like, it's so beautiful. That's how we used to speak.
They could be airbenders anyway. Yeah, like, that's how he used to speak. He was, you know, like, you could just listen to him speak all day, but then also at the same time, some words would pass by you and you're like, "Oh, what did he say?"
Mm-hmm. Then those are hints of America.
He's completely British. Do you know, you have to actually first get him and then speak to him, and you'll come back and tell me that.
Chick, if you had mentioned that, by the way, we would have dated him together.
For real?
The fling too.
But Chick, I told you he was British.
Continuously. I didn't think he did.
Okay. Anyway,
I thought we just considered the fact that he was white, and obviously we all just ran to.
No,
I think me personally, I just ran to the American side.
No, I don't think being given white was like a good thing. Okay, maybe it was good in some ways, but his body, he filled out his clothes. That is a huge plus for me.
Something that took me years to even contemplate, but.
And what else? Of course, the accent was like. And he was also very good looking. Easy on the eye. That dude smiled and. My heart built a castle for him. Like, come in here, sir. Anyway, back to this interview. What are your strengths? Outer strengths.
That's American.
Okay. What are your strengths?
But anyway, we say everything American, even if we are not supposed to. So.
We are supposed to speak the way we want.
Babe.
We got independentized.
Courtesy of what?
Over
the British.
No, the British had to let us go because we fought.
But do you think if they wanted, you would have taken it out of them?
Yeah.
But you would have striked, you would have rioted and caused how many wars, and but they would still have had their leash on you. They let us go because they wanted.
No,
and
they let
it was
us
happening
go because...
in lots of other places. But if they wanted to, now imagine we got actually independence in the 1960s and Ethiopia got its like in 1990.
Independence from Ethiopia was never independent size.
Oh, what country was that that got independence in like the 1990s when us were even born?
I want to think it's Eritrea.
it's one of those countries in the Horn.
Yeah, I think it's Eritrea.
That's right, which was Ethiopia.
No, Ethiopia was never, don't make me say that word.
Colonized.
Yes, colonized.
But just know the British let us go because they wanted to. They
okay,
were saying
I can't see your point of view.
Yeah,
but
so I don't think I also
want to believe that they went away because we actually fought and they sensed that we were badass people who could like actually really get into it. That's like, what I want to believe.
I don't believe that. If they wanted to, we would still be under them right now.
Anyway, what are your strengths?
My strengths. Let's see, sir. For myself. Wait. What did you tell me about the strengths?
I told you to give us the star. The situation.
Oh, the star. I was trying to remember.
Do you know, let me just change.
Hello, it's Lillian.
Hi, this is Barbara.
This podcast is about life as we've seen it.
Yeah. we thought that we would make a podcast to talk about experiences we've had and issues we faced and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Really? It cannot be that short.
The song was done.
Okay, so what do we do for the song?
I told you I recorded a very short version of that song.
But now my data got done, so what do we do? Because this was being recorded from YouTube.
I have to see you shine in the dark like the diamond. Wait, that song is fire.
But I took so much time in the beginning to talk.
No, you took such a long pause. And I was like, wasn't this like anyway, pausing girl?